broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Are sliding into June. It's the second already. Yes, it's hurricane season. We're in the clubhouse with my guest this morning, Ron Syrak, special to the LPGA. He's at the U.S. Women's Open, Golf Channel contributor. And, you know, we've got so many great guests while on the Big Island of Hawaii. Leilani Subdivision residents have been under a mandatory evacuation. At the same time, at Volcano, they're playing golf. This morning, it's 56 degrees at Volcano Golf Course, and they're playing, you could play around, at 9:42, 10:36, and 11 o'clock. As long as the trade winds are blowing, they can play golf because they don't get the debris from the eruption that's happening so close by. So 2 miles away, they're playing golf. Meantime, my prayers go out to all of you who are dealing with a complete upheaval of your lives. And so many people are in places of refuge and they've been there for days and they're looking for homes, and it's a very, very tragic situation. And all of our thoughts and prayers are with you this morning. So we're going to thank the people who make this show possible and check in with Ron Syrak right after this.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, author of the Vision 54 trilogy with Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott. They wrote 3 books together, one a bestseller, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, covered over 160 major championships, including the ANA Inspiration, where Pernilla Lindberg won after over 200 starts of not winning. And now we have something similar happening at the very beautiful golf course that's been underwater, Shoal Creek, as the U.S. Women's Open gets underway. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, hi. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be there.
It's interesting. I just wanted to get people caught up. You know, most are working and don't have a chance to necessarily follow everything. So overnight, there was another inch of rain and another rain delay this morning as they fixed the course. Give us a little bit of a background of how this week has unfolded.
Well, I'll tell you, I got here on Monday. I got to Birmingham on Monday, and I didn't get to the golf course until Thursday because it was closed. We've had 5 inches of rain since Monday. They were supposed to resume the second round. Second round yesterday was delayed for 3 hours and 49 minutes. Then they went back out, and then it was delayed again by scary weather, which means lightning coming into the area. They were going to resume at 6:45 this morning, but then we got that inch of rain overnight, so they pushed that back an hour, 7:45. And the fact that here we are in the middle of the day on Saturday, we've had 5 inches of rain, and they have a very good chance of, by the end of the day today, being back on schedule. That's a remarkable testament to the incredible work that the USGA and the maintenance staff here at Shoal Creek have done this week. That to keep this golf course playable has really been an act of magic.
I've heard that the Shoal Creek has sub-air. Has that helped a lot?
Well, it helps on the greens, you know. I mean, the sub-air does. I mean, the greens are still soft, but they're putting incredibly true, and they're still putting relatively quick. It doesn't happen in the fairways, but you know, the rules of golf give you a lot of options for relief. There's the embedded ball rule, you know, if it's plugged, you can take it out, clean it, and drop it. There's a casual water rule. There's ground under repair, and they've marked some large areas with ground under repair. So there are a lot of opportunities for the player to end up with the ball in their hand, because as you know, the USGA will never, ever play Let's Clean Them Place. They haven't done it in 127 years, and they're not going to start now.
I thought it was so funny. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think Lexi Thompson said, I hope they play Let's Clean Them Place, because I'd hate for somebody to end up playing out of the divot I make. But I thought, that's a dream that will never happen. You know, the USGA, Let's Clean Place? I don't think so. It's marvelous watching. And just so you know, this all this rain came from Alberto, a subtropical storm, which wasn't called a hurricane because it wasn't hurricane season yet. But it certainly affected emergency states of emergency along the Gulf of Mexico. Alabama, of course, Birmingham, Alabama is where the U.S. Open is being, Women's Open is being played, Florida and Mississippi. Now, let's get straight. I opened up the show and I was reading your column. And you can find Ron Cyrak on Twitter at Ron Cyrak. That's it. It's very easy. And get all of the writing, great writing that he does. The star of the show right now at the U.S. Women's Open is Sarah Jane Smith. Huh? You know, and her husband is her caddy. His name is Dwayne. Got to give him cred. He's in there too, right? Sarah, people were saying on Twitter, who is Sarah Jane Smith?
Yeah, well, she's an Australian. She's 33 years old. She's been out here a while. This is her 223rd LPGA event and has not won one. I'm not even sure she's ever had the lead after 36 holes going into a weekend, let alone the lead in a major championship. She's been putting lights out this week. She used only 52 putts in the first 36 holes, 26 putts around. That'll get you to 10 under par in a hurry. But, you know, there may be a little bit of karma going on here, because she fits into several storylines that have been in women's golf this year. We've had 13 tournaments, 13 different winners. The last 11 majors on the LPGA have been won by 11 different players. And the last major we played, the ANA Inspiration, was won by somebody who had never won an LPGA event, Pernilla Lindbergh, who, by the way, happens to be good friends with Sarah Jane Smith. And there just seems to be a lot of stuff here that makes you think maybe the stars are lining perfectly for Sarah Jane this weekend.
And yeah, and all the women who have kept bringing it without any absolute results. And we've got to talk about the Sean Foley quote, because Sean Foley is Sarah's coach, right, for the last 13 years.
Foley got on everybody's radar screen when he was Tiger Woods' coach for about a minute and a half in there. You know, one of the many that Tiger's gone through. Yeah. And Sean was, she sort of sent Sean a text message and saying, because she missed five cuts in a row until she made the cut at Kingsmill, but the five tournaments before that, she missed a cut in all five. And she sent Sean a text and saying, I feel like I'm playing well, but I'm just not getting it done. Is there a book that I can read? Of course, Sean didn't advise her to read one of my books, but what he said to her is, essentially, what are you, crazy? There's no book. Just go out there and figure it out. And so he sort of gave her some tough love and said, suck it up and play good golf.
Yeah, keep showing up. It's going to turn around. That is a mantra that you just got to put in your mind when you're playing golf. Keep showing up. It's going to turn around. And I know that I go out and I, hit balls. I haven't really played 18 holes. But I just keep showing up and I feel like I'm more comfortable with my clubs. I'm starting to know my distances better. Just keep showing up. It's going to turn around. Maybe you won't win, but it'll get better.
Well, one of the things that Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott like to say is, one of the most important questions you got to ask yourself is, who am I today? And figure out, okay, what kind of game am I bringing to the golf course today, and how am I going to play with who I am today? Because you're not always the same person going out there, and I think that that's Sarah's sort of making that adjustment and is probably starting to believe a little bit in herself and starting to think that this is something she could get done.
I love it. One reporter was talking about her and said that when he followed her, She would walk over. I don't know if she made the cut or not in this case. She'd shake your hand and thank you for following her. You know, and she's also on the LPGA board. She never looks for much recognition. She's just been very quiet. And I love what her husband, her caddy, Dwayne, said, that he was talking to Bill Fields, you know, your friend Bill Fields. And
yep.
Bill wrote an article about Dwayne talking about the tons of tiny, silly mistakes he's made in the past, and that maybe he shouldn't have been his caddy. And they've known each other since they were 11 years old, aspiring golfers in Queensland. And oh, this is so cute. During one of the LPGA events that Smith was in, the 2006 Long's Drugs Challenge, he said there was a little problem on a downhill par three, and he goes, I totally messed up the number, the club and the distance. It was the first good shot she hit that day. It went over the green, I guess, you know, over the cart path, nearly hit a cow in the farm. Oh, dear. You know, and so, but they're a team and they're working together. And it's really awesome to see this young lady and now in her 30s and working hard still. And then we've got the youngsters, Aria Jutanugarn, youngsters, been playing since she was, what do you call them before they're, when they're 14?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And she's coming on strong. Let's talk a little bit about some of the challengers that are coming up to the field. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor and special to the LPGA, covering the U.S. Women's OMA, that is open in Drenched, Alabama.
Yeah, you know, Aria Jutanugarn is, she's 22 years old. She's already got 8 wins on the LPGA, including a major championship, and she is somebody of enormous talent. I mean, she wins golf tournaments and doesn't even have a driver in her bag. You know, she just uses, drives mostly with a 3-wood, occasionally with a 2-iron, has enormous power. And she is one of the, she's a Vision 54 pupil. She and her sister, Moria, both work with Pia and Lynn. And the main thing that they've been working on with Aria is trying to get her belief system to catch up to her ability. They want her to understand and accept how good she is and how much talent she has. And she might be getting there, you know. She came out this morning at 6 under par, immediately birdied 10 and 11 to get to 8, made one bogey coming in, and now there she is lurking 3 shots back. And then the person sitting in third place, Sue Oh, is a 22-year-old from Australia, and she, along with Minji Lee, who was a recent winner on the LPGA, are both sort of proteges of Kari Webb. You know, they're both Australians, and Webby has... they came up through Kari's junior program there, and the irony here is Kari Webb really desperately wanted to be on the Australian Olympic golf team, and she got knocked off by Sue Oh and Minji Lee.
Wow.
And so Sue is it's not a surprise that she's on the leaderboard right now. She is she's a young player of significant talent that we're going to hear a lot from down the road.
I thought one of her quotes yesterday when I was reading some, yesterday she said she didn't feel comfortable, adding something about maybe we'll have more of a crowd tomorrow. And I thought, I don't know anybody who'd really want to go to watch a tournament in the pouring rain or with the potential for pouring rain in the soggy conditions. I imagine it's been sparse.
Well, you know, it was pretty good on Thursday, and then the last 2 days it's been less. But you know, the Birmingham market is the kind of market, the size of market that the LPGA and women's golf does very well in, because the big sport around here is college football, but there are no pro teams in the state, so this is a big event. And the enthusiasm that the community has for the event is really significant. And you know, before I forget about it, Danielle, while we're talking about contenders, you got to look. You've got Smith at 10 under, Jutanugarn at 7 under, Oh at 6 under, and then you got 8 players at 3 under par, 141. And among those 8 players are 2 that you have to keep
pay
your
attention.
Eye on.
And
one
yes.
is yep. Indy Park, who's won the U.S. Open twice, and Michelle Wee, who won the U.S. Open in 2014. They're both sitting at 3 under par. And if anybody, you know, falters a little bit on the top, I mean, okay, they're 7 strokes behind Sarah Jane Smith, but they're only 4 strokes behind second place, Chatanagon. So they just need one player to falter a little bit, and they're right in the mix.
Yeah, she had a great, Michelle, we had a great round on Thursday. That 69 was awesome. Then she was after 10 overnight, and I guess she finished up this morning. I was just checking the leaderboard at even 72 with that 69. Playing in these weather delay conditions, though, can be real tough, doesn't it? What do the players say about these kinds of delays?
Yeah, it's not only the stop and start. As I said, we had a 3-hour and 49-minute delay yesterday. It's not only start and stop and start, but every morning has been pretty much an early wake-up call, too. You know, talking to Chatanagon, she was up at 4 a.m. this morning to get back out here to finish her round of golf. So you'd have to think, in that regard, Sarah Jane Smith had a huge advantage because, you know, while the other players, half the field was finishing their second round this morning, she was still lounging around with the lead back in her hotel room. And so she didn't have to have that early wake-up call today. But for everybody all week and on, Tuesday, everybody's just in a holding pattern. We get an email early in the morning from the USGA saying, don't even bother coming to the course. And then every half hour, they'd give us an update about what was going on. Then they finally said, forget it. And then all of Wednesday morning was the same thing. So there's been a lot of hurry up and wait, a lot of getting up early and then nothing happening. So it has been, the person who wins here this week will not only show great golfing skill, but they're going to show significant mental toughness and resiliency and determination. Yep.
There are a couple of amateurs in this field, too, of course. Yeah. It's the U.S. Women's Open. And at one point, two were tied for 11th. That was after overnight. I think they finished up. One is now tied for 15th. Patty Tavatnonit, I'm imagining Thailand, which is why.
Yeah, you got it. And you got an amateur, Lynn Gramps, tied for 4th place. She's 18 years old from Sweden, is going to be playing at Arizona State in the fall. And she's right there. And also making the cut was the woman who made a lot of noise as an amateur at the ANA, Albane Valenzuela, who's a 20-year-old from Switzerland, a place near and dear to your heart, Danielle. And I think we talked about her during the ANA because she's playing college golf at Stanford now. And she's, for her second straight major, has made the cut.
It's awesome. Absolutely wonderful to see how strong these young women are coming on. Of course, Women's Golf Day is on the 5th. That's on Tuesday. We've got 5 courses now here in Hawaii participating in Women's Golf Day, just increasing the number of women playing the game. And certainly the LPGA has been leading the charge, really bringing the LPGA to the forefront. And the women who are playing set such an incredible example for everyone. I mean, we're not going to play their level because we don't have time, but we can certainly get out and have a really good time. I know you're over at the LPGA, and I asked myself the last time we spoke during the ANA, I think Tiger was playing. Have you had a chance to watch him play? I mean, a little bit?
This week, I haven't really. I've seen a couple of highlights. You know, I've watched him play in other events that he's played this year. Certainly, I was at the Masters, and I saw him there. I watched on TV when he was both at Bay Hill and at Tampa. I think the most encouraging thing is that he looks to me to be healthy. And it may be the first time in nearly 10 years that he's healthy. And I think that there's, you know, he's playing. He shows flashes of his old self. Strangely, it's almost like he's going to have to learn how to win again. He's been having trouble closing out rounds, particularly on the weekend. But I think he'll figure that out. If you had asked me 6 months ago if he was ever going to win again, I would have said no. But if you ask me that same question right now, I think it's very, very possible, if not likely, that he's going to win again.
You echo exactly what Jack Nicklaus said. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's so fun talking with you. Ron Syrak, thank you. Ron Syrak is special to the LPGA this week. You'll find him Golf Channel contributor, author Vision 54, the trilogy, Player Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published, by the way, in 8 languages. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Josh Silliman. Josh is the director of golf at Mauna Kea. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Women's Golf Day is on the 5th, and there are 5 different courses in the islands. They're all doing something to just either encourage women to find a place to come and play, and they can learn because they've never played before, and they can feel comfortable and know how to get into the game feeling comfortable, or if they're already playing, they can compete a little bit in a scramble. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And there is definitely something going on with Tiger Woods. Okay, he shot a 72, just barely made the cut. Well, actually, everyone thought he'd just barely make the cut because he came back in the second round and shot a 67. And everybody's going, wow, now he's got his putter's got a, if his, you know, he left so many putts out there. One lipped out and all kinds of different things were happening. But now, of course, he's through 9 holes, mind you. Okay. But he's 5 under through 9. He's 10 under through the 3 days at this point. The leaders are 11 under. That's Joaquin Neiman and Kyle Stanley, but they haven't teed off yet, just to put it in perspective for you. And Rory McIlroy is also on fire. He has teed off. He's working 8 under, and he's finished for the day. That's where you get kind of confused. Well, they tell you, oh, Tiger Woods is in third. Well, not really, because the leaders haven't teed off, but he's 10 under right now and 5 under today. We're going to go to the Big Island. Mauna Kea, the most beautiful stretch of the Kohala Coast, is just dotted by these gorgeous golf courses. And it was the vision of a man many, many years ago when he created Mauna Kea Resort. And people thought he was crazy because there was no water, but he knew they'd find him. He brought the hydrologists out there and he said, go find me water. He had the money to do that. They found him water, indeed, and then he had Mauna Kea, the golf course, created by Robert Trent Jones, Sr. It's an absolutely beautiful golf course, and of course, there's Hapuna as well in the area. So, Josh, Silliman is on the show with us this morning. He's the director of golf over at the beautiful Mauna Kea Resort. Welcome into the clubhouse, Josh.
Danielle, good morning. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Yeah. Women's Golf Day is an experience.
Women's Golf Day.
Yes. It's happening globally. Women and girls can experience golf for the first time, or where current players can play and engage with women interested in golf. So it doesn't matter whether you are a newcomer to the game or whether you're somebody new to Hawaii and you're looking for women who play the game. That's what Women's Golf Day is all about, bringing women together and having fun, right?
That's right, absolutely. And we look forward to doing that at Mauna Kea Golf Course here on Tuesday, June 5th.
So I see you're going to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go till 5:30, and the way Women's Golf Day basically is a little golf, a little socializing, so the ladies can get to know each other and play a little golf or get a clinic. So what do you have planned?
Yeah, so we definitely want to encourage, like you said, all skill levels to come out and join us. We're not looking to make this thing real structured and make it intimidating for women. That's the last thing we want. So we'll have a couple golf professionals here on hand, ready to give you some tips, some full instruction, whatever you're looking for. Maybe it's just short game practice that you need. But we also have the front nine of the golf course open that if you'd like to go out and play, you can go and, you know, enjoy yourself on the scramble format or play your own ball all the way around and then come in. And like you said, golf is all about, you know, it's a social game. So we're going to, you know, gather up together after golf is done, and we can just continue to talk about it. But we'll have some cocktails and some poo-poos, and we'll give some prizes out.
Aha. Yes, yes. We love it. Okay, so a little, you have some lesson time planned. What if somebody doesn't have a clue how to hold a club?
Exactly. So that's from the beginner stages. We can show you how to hold the golf club. We can show you, we can talk about etiquette and, you know, just being out on a golf course and what, you know, kind of is expected, because I think that's part of the intimidation that we often see, not only in women, but in just beginners as a whole, that they're intimidated by, you know, that it seems so structured and there's so many rules. And so it's something that we're happy to talk about, happy to explain.
It's the beauty of what I've always said, you know, for the past 20 years doing this show, that there is no golf rules official who's going to jump out of the bushes and beat you up for not doing the right thing. You have to establish at the beginning of the round how you're going to play. Are we playing by the rules? Are we playing for fun? If we're playing for fun, then we don't spend 5 minutes looking for the golf ball. And I know it's hard to give it up. You bought it, right? You know, you don't want to really leave it on the golf course, but you want to keep going, because otherwise everybody just gets caught up in looking for the ball. And so just let it go. And then you move along, you drop it in the fairway, maybe at the next person, closest to the hole person, and then just hit from there. But you establish that, and that's what makes this game so much fun. If you play by the rules, then you got to know the rules. And by the way, they're changing in 2019, and they're going to become a much more simple game of golf to play, right? So,
which I think is phenomenal, by the way.
Which is phenomenal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this game, we've got to do everything we can as golf professionals in this industry to help grow it. And I think, you know, it's just going to make everything so much simpler, so much easier, so much less intimidating. You know, guys that are on the tour obviously are not going to adapt all of those rules, I don't think. But the casual game will become much more enjoyable. And I think, like you were saying, about the speed and the pace, and it just kind of tends to drag out. And I think that's one of the factors that also deter people away from the game, is the fact that it does take a little while to play it.
Yeah.
But we can just play 9 holes as well. You know what I mean? You don't have to play all 18 holes to enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
A couple hours.
Exactly. And as long as, and when you start becoming too obsessed with things like finding your ball or all those different things, then you ruin your own pace of play. You know, you get bogged down in the silliness. And I'm like, I'm thinking about all these things. Don't think, just play. That's what, you know, when you play a game, that you stop thinking, you start playing. And that's really what we need to do. And that's why Women's Golf Day is such an awesome event. This is at Mauna Kea Golf Course. It's a day, 2 o'clock until 5:30. filled with lessons or playtime. It's really what you need. And there's going to be poo-poo and cocktails afterwards. And give us a hint about the prizes, Josh.
What? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Give us a hint about the prizes.
Oh. Well, we know ladies like to be fashionable, so there could be some ladies' apparel. There could be some gift certificates available in the golf shop. There could be some golf lessons given away.
Oh, you are so smart. You are so smart. Women love clothes, and golf clothes are so comfortable to wear. I was watching one young teacher, and she was wearing like a golf skirt, and it was, you know, it was appropriate length. But it's comfortable. It's wicking fabric. It's soft, and it's great. And the way they're fashioning golf clothes for women today, you can wear them just about anywhere. Josh Zilliman, director of golf at Mauna Kea Resort, so happy to have you be the home of the 2018 Women's Golf Day on the Big Island. Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
That's been great, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha.
Appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. Right, aloha. We're going to come back and discover Golf Pacific Northwest. That's right. It's Golf PNG. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The call-in to win number is 546-5675. 808-546-5675 if you're calling in from a neighbor island. 546-5675. And we'd like to give, for Father's Day, two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay Golf Course. Okay, this is an awesome prize that you can give to Dad, all right? We're giving you some ideas. And today we have a lesson with Claude Brousseau, 1 hour lesson. We were talking earlier with Vision 54 author, with Pia Nelson and Lynn Marriott, Ron Syrak, about Vision 54. And here he is. He's the only Vision 54 coach in Hawaii, and he's Aimpoint certified. So regardless of what your needs are, whether it's the mental game, you're really good, but you want to just take a couple of strokes off your game, or if you want to start from scratch, Claude is your man. Okay. He's a really great teacher. So you've got to be the ninth caller, and the number is 808-546-5675. Call in to win. And now I want to introduce you to Golf PNW. That is Golf Pacific Northwest, specializing in Chambers Bay golf vacation packages. They offer multiple golf packages featuring Chambers Bay, or maybe you'd like to go to Oregon or Washington or British Columbia. The Pacific Northwest is the world's next golfing destination. You know, Bandon Dunes. I mean, that whole area, people just go and they don't want to leave. So let's bring in to the clubhouse Brendan Durie and Tom Crawford. Welcome in.
Hey, how are you? Thanks, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. My pleasure to have you on. Tell us, now I understand that the founder is Brendan. Did you found this?
I did. Yep. We launched it around the 2015 U.S. Open.
Around the time of the Chambers, I was there during the Chambers Bay event, by the way. I was there for the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. It is awesome. And I am not good enough to really challenge Chambers Bay, but what I enjoyed was playing and looking at how beautiful.
It was spectacular setting.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely spectacular. Tom Crawford, welcome into the clubhouse too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is a great opportunity for us to promote the beautiful, sunny Pacific Northwest. You know, Danielle, the great lie about the greater Seattle area in particular is it rains all the time. But we have fabulous summers and no humidity, and it's a perfect summer golf destination.
I like it. No humidity and lovely sunshine. So you started off in 2015, owned and operated by golfers, okay? And
absolutely.
Who do you find are your clientele?
Well, I started this as an East Coaster from Connecticut and moved out to the area about 6 years ago. I was just kind of marveled about what was available for golfers out here. Kind of typical Seattle that the area is kind of underpublicized, and part of that is by design, I feel like, because people in Seattle like what they have and don't necessarily need everyone else coming in for it. But that's where a New Yorker comes in. And so with Chambers having the Open and, just an opportunity to play a major championship venue in itself is rare. And then, there's a catalog of amazing golf courses and great hotels and lots of other stuff to do, and breweries and wine tours or going to a Seahawks game or, anything. So that was kind of what we're trying to do here, is get some more folks up here to really enjoy some great golf courses.
The great golf and just a great destination. Please, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, and our particular clients or the golfer that we really lure to our particular area would be those golfers that are just not particularly familiar with the great courses that we have in the Pacific Northwest. The Sun Katie Resort, the Club at Snoqualmie Ridge. We have access to a couple of private courses that we put golfers on. And so we just have some really high-end exclusive type packages. And as Brandon was referencing, another segment that we're looking for, Danielle, is women's golfers. And I really appreciated listening to your previous guest talk about that as well. It's one of the only growing segments within golf today. And so we are offering spa packages in addition to the winery tours, cooking classes, something to give them a broader experience than just purely golf.
So you get spa, culinary, the cuisine, and even learning how to cook, what they're tasting, and winery tours. Sounds fabulous. And some of the combinations I'm just checking out on your website. Elk Run Lodge, Elk Sledge in Suncadia, Bandon Cottage in Bandon, Oregon, or many others, access to two of the region's top members-only private golf courses is, of course, a very cool addition to what you've got. I was just reading, too, that you've become quite the popular destination for the mainland Chinese tourist.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we've got an affiliate program with several different what we would refer to as high-end type companies, and one of them is the Midnight Sun Tour. And what they do is do these different tours, and their main clients are actually the Chinese that are transiting through Seattle on their way to Alaska on the cruises, and the numbers are growing. They're actually the fastest growing tourist tourists in the world.
Right.
So we're trying to appeal to them by also offering them tours, golf packages as well.
You should go to www.golfpnw.com. Check out the packages. Let's look at some of them. There's the Purely Chambers Bay, the Seattle Golf Tour, Puget Sound Tour, and of course also custom packages. So if there's something people really want to do on their own, they can get in touch with you through golfpnw.com. That stands for Golf Pacific Northwest. .com, golfpnw.com. Let's start off with the Purely Chambers Bay. What does that include?
That is going to be your Seattle accommodations, a couple rounds at Chambers for people who like to play it more than once. And then there's also, Tacoma is actually a great spot for golf. So there's Gold Mountain, which is only about 40 minutes from there. And Trophy Lake is down there. So there's a couple of great courses, and that's for people who can, only need about 3 days.
To stop into Seattle and play some rounds of golf and just have a couple of days. Then there's the Seattle Golf Tour. That's a little longer stay, isn't it?
Right. That'd be about a five-night package. Again, that'd be golf around the Seattle area, but then Tom mentioned Suncadia before. It's a couple of private courses that we can get customers onto. Also, Gamble Sands isn't that far from Seattle, and that's a terrific golf course. And, as you move on, people want to come more than once. There's just so much golf. You go up to British Columbia. We love Vancouver Island.
Oh, my gosh.
More bang for your buck up there.
Yes.
Some fantastic golf courses.
Yes, Tom?
Go ahead, Tom.
Yep. Well, and particularly one of the things we really do try to offer as it relates to the Suncadia packages is, of course, access to the private courses there, Tumble Creek, and then the two Suncadia courses. But we put our clients also in the Elk Run Lodge or the Elk Sledge that are really beautiful privately owned courses, one of which is actually on the golf course itself. So it includes all the amenities, game room, as well as a pool kitchen and just something that makes it a little bit more relaxing for customers and larger groups than being in a hotel.
Oh, yes. A lot of people come to Hawaii just because they can get into it's like somebody's condo that's been taken care of. It's all stocked. It's got everything you need to cook or not. Whatever you want to do, but you can go to the grocery store, get all the food you want, and be able to do your breakfast, your lunch, or maybe you lunch out, and then just snacks. You know, there's never enough room in a hotel, little refrigerator, for all the things that you want outside of your main meals. I love this, the package that's Puget Sound, the one you were talking about, Tom. Six rounds, including Chambers Bay, plus Newcastle, Coal Creek, Golf Mountain, Washington National, and the home course, plus six nights in a hotel. That sounds like an amazing stop.
Well, the home course is the home course for the Washington State Golf Association, and actually had the U.S. Open qualifier there before the U.S. Open. And what's great about that course is it's got beautiful views of Mount Rainier and of the Puget Sound, and it's more of a link-style course as well. So it's just a great track for all levels and experienced golfers, whatever your golf experience or level is. It's got something for everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I actually just played over at Gold Mountain last weekend, and it's really special. I mean, USGA has some events out there, but you know, just playing on a well-manicured, very challenging course with these massive trees and views of the Olympics, it's really a special place, and you know, it's very unique to this area.
Awesome.
As Tom mentioned before, you know, the weather right now just couldn't be any better.
And then you can get us down to Oregon. A lot of people want to go to Bandon, and they're not sure exactly how to go about doing that. You can set all of that up.
Absolutely.
Definitely. In fact, actually, when I've told my friends this and clients as well, not to take anything away from our Scots and British friends, but when you are at Bandon Dunes, you are in Scotland for all intents and purposes. You don't need to go there. They've got just some fabulous tracks there. Of course, the golf course architect was David McCly Kidd, and he's also done Gamble Sand as well. Just on the Pacific Ocean and along the coast of Oregon, just makes, in addition to the golf, just a beautiful, fantastic type of a venue to visit and to travel up and down the coast of Oregon.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, even the putting green there. Phenomenal.
Yeah, isn't there a putting course?
Amazing place.
Isn't there a putting course?
The Punch Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Janella is a frequent guest on the show, and when he goes on a buddy's trip to Bandon, you know, like 24 guys, and they play all these different golf courses and have a wonderful time, they don't want to leave. It's just like, okay, I'm here, and I don't want to go nowhere.
Yeah, the Oregon coast is a very special place.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You have some interesting affiliate partnerships, too, that I saw the one called Whisk, a culinary classroom. Are they the ones who help you with the culinary programs that you have in addition to the tours?
They do, and the thing that's very interesting about them is that even for groups of ours, because there would be typically not from the Pacific Northwest, we're able to have an evening where they would cook different dishes that might be unique to the Pacific Northwest, such as salmon. It's a really great location that 14, 16 to maybe 20 people can go. And it's also just a wonderful couples out night out type of a venue, too.
It sounds like fun. And, of course, Bar Gray, yeah. Wendy Gray, who introduced us, is Bar Gray, high-quality women's golf clothing. And you can find Wendy's. She's just got her golf pants in. You love her clothes.
Right.
BarGray.com is where you can find Bar Gray. That's Wendy. And Whisk, the culinary classroom, is at WhiskCooks.com. I'm talking with the gentleman Tom Crawford and Brendan Dury of Golf PNW, Pacific Northwest Golf PNW. I know a lot of folks travel to the Pacific Northwest from Hawaii, and that's why I so wanted to talk with you, connecting people from Hawaii to the Seattle, Vancouver, to the whole British Columbia, Oregon, Washington. It's gorgeous. When I was there, I really enjoyed it. And the idea that you can set up the limousines is perfect, because when you're traveling along the sound, you don't want to have to be like looking at the road. You want to look at everything around you. It's just gorgeous. Thank you for being on the show this morning. This is awesome.
We really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you
again.
Thank you, Tom. And Brendan, thank you so much for founding your company. Great idea.
It was great talking.
All right. Thanks again, Danielle.
Aloha. Aloha. Thank you. We're going to come back. And before we leave, I need to let somebody know who the winner is. Bill Hess, you are the winner from Maui. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. Bill Hess is our first winner. He's from Maui. And we're going to talk with Tin Tran after this. He's the creator of the Trans Rover. Made a hit on, at the 2018 PGA show. Awesome. It's a push cart and golf bag in one. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837, your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
If all this talking about golf has made you want to play around, there is a round available, at least they were had an opening a few, maybe an hour ago, at 9:40, 11 o'clock, and 12:30 at Poipu Bay Golf Course. At the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's an 836 and a 910, and the Chunky Monkey group is going out this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Makaha East, there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:08, and on Maui at the Kahili course, there's a 9:30 and a 10:30. At Wailea, there is a 9:09 on the Emerald and a 10:20 on the Emerald as well. And then on the Big Island, they're playing golf at Volcano. When the trade winds are blowing, and they're blowing, they can play golf at Volcano Golf Course, 9:42, 10:36, and 11 o'clock. All right. I talked about the man, the golf bag. The golf bag that is also a push cart. That's all there is. You have a bag and the push cart, and it's all in one. The man who created it, his name is Tin Tran. He was featured on Golf Channel during the 2018 PGA show in Orlando. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tin. It's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back. Aloha.
Aloha. Were you in Hawaii at one time?
I was there a couple of times before we got married, and also before we had kids.
Wow.
Yeah. I know I didn't do too well saying aloha last time, but I've been working on it.
You did a very good job. Now, this your golf bag and push cart in one. It's so cool because, you know, carrying, you get the golf push cart out and you open that up and then you grab the bag and you get that, you know, get it all situated. Tell us about how this came about. Where did this idea come from?
I just knew there has to be a better way. I felt that that's my only choice. I mean, that's all the golfer's choice is the bag. I mean, that's what we are defaulted to. If you play golf, you just get a bag. And you don't realize that there's a lot of inconvenience with the bag. One is very flimsy. It's made so that it's light, so you can carry it on your shoulder if you choose to. So it doesn't hold up very well against the riding cart. Something always breaks, either the little kickstand, the fabric wears out, the zipper where the strap goes on, something always breaks. So I always buy a new bag every couple of years. So over time, I just felt like there's got to be something better. Why don't we make a solid structure so I can put clubs in and then put some wheels on it? So if I want to walk, I can walk. If I want to ride, it makes sense to me. So that's why I started the project. I worked in my backyard. I bought strollers and used broken wheelchairs. Some of them are free. Just taking parts out and go to Home Depot, buy some more parts, and start, you know, hot gluing stuff together. Looked like a Frankenstein, but my vision was there, and I never stopped.
Looked like a Frankenstein, but my vision was there. And that is it. You never stop. You always persevere. When you have a dream, you create it, and eventually, you know, it'll come. It's kind of exactly what the player at this week's U.S. Women's Open was told, Sarah Jane Smith, was told by Sean Foley, her coach, just keep showing up. It'll come. So it looks like Tin Tran just kept showing up. And now you presented at the 2018 merchandise show in Orlando, the PGA show.
That was our debut, yes.
Yeah. What was the response like?
Oh, geez. It was, first of all, it was very nerve-wracking. If you work on a project like me for 8 years, you keep the cards really tight to your chest. You know, you don't want to show it off anybody. I'm very tight-lipped. I don't show it on the web. Nobody takes a picture. So for my that time, it was almost 8 years. So finally, I'm like, you know, I have my couple of pounds under my belt. I'm all good. Let's just go. You know, so I signed up for the show, put all the collateral together, and went to the show. This is my baby. I want to see what the world thinks, because I only been showing it to random golf friends and family members, and, you know.
And they love you, so they'll say, yes, it's gorgeous, right?
Of course. I mean, that's the worst compliment to get is from your mom, right? So so I brought it there, you know, but just right before I was able to go to the show, I got an email from the golf producers. He said that we saw your project on the vendor profile. We thought it was great, very interesting. We want to get you on the get the product on the show for a live recording. Would you be willing to do so? Mm-hmm. I was like, let me think about it. All right, thought about it. Let's do it. So that's before I even show it off. He only saw a couple of photos, and that's how crazy it is, Danielle, is that if you really have an open mind and think about the way you play the game, this product totally makes sense for you. You never have to carry this bag on your shoulder. You never have to pull up to a golf course and use the backdrop so that you don't have to lug that from their parking lot to the clubhouse. It takes me literally 4 seconds to get the wheels down, the push bar up, and off I go. My friends are still putting on his shoes, okay? So when I went to the show, that's my whole thing. I got all the stories, all the pictures ready to go. And then the response was just crazy. People either give me 2 seconds of walking by, not knowing what it is because it's so new. They're like, I already have a push card. I already have a golf bag. I don't need it. They didn't realize that it was two together. So I'm having a hard time convincing people that, hey, look, take a look again. It's not what you think it is, you know?
Oh, interesting.
So,
yes.
So the moment they realize, oh, crap. Holy smoke. Yeah, it is. It is all together. How'd you do that? I'm like, yeah, look at that and look at your golf bag. It's smaller than your golf bag. And it does everything that your golf bag wants to do, you know? So we went on to receive the most innovative concept award at the show. And that was a huge boost. I mean, for me to put all this work in, so much time and family time and just everything has been into this project. It was my passion, and I put everything in there for that to get that recognition. And being on the Golf Channel itself was just a huge boost. And at that time, it was really rough. I mean, we had a lot of design challenges that we need to work out. Market was running low. So it made it a lot easier for me to make decisions, to work harder than ever before.
Right. So. Not to stop, to keep going. This is Tin Tran. He's the creator of Trans Rover. We're talking about his baby, the all-in-one golf cart, Trans Rover. You find him at transrover.com. In fact, if you look for him on Facebook, He's Trans Rover. That's where you find everything that Tin Tran is Trans Rover right now. Transrover.com.
And yep, you'll see. And then we.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
We just put together 5 color options, and I just updated that on my website a couple of days ago. Do check it out. I have some cool colors inspired by nature. And this is. Got everything that you want on there and all the colors that you need. 5 colors, I'm going to name them for you just to plant a seed in your head, okay?
Yes, please.
First one is one you see on TV that made us famous. It's called Black Rock and Lava.
Ooh, I like it.
Next one is Slate and Iceberg. It's got a little blue and dark gray.
Okay? It's nice, yes. Yes.
Next one is Slate. And Morning Fog.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
And then we have Slate and Purple Orchid.
Beautiful.
And then Blue and Crimson Eclipse.
Wow. So
yep.
If you go online, you can see at transrover.com, just scroll down and you'll see the bag, okay? But the bag is also, yes, a cart. Now, you say to yourself, what if I want to play with my friends and they're all in golf carts? And I'm going to be by myself walking along with my push cart that has my golf bag. No, you don't have to worry about that because this bag and push cart will fit on the back of a golf cart. So you can.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You can actually, for the first time, if walking is new to you and you're scared, you don't want to take the chance and embarrass yourself and only last 9 holes. Well, guess what? You can pay for riding, walk 9 and then ride 9 in the back 9 or vice versa. You just pull it up, it's smaller than your golf bag, and I designed it to fit on the riding card much better than your golf bag would, because it won't twist and turn and flop out of place like your golf bag would. It just stays put the whole round. Doesn't matter what kind of bumps you go over.
So
even lava rock.
So you know, right now people are saying, okay, so where am I going to get this? Where can I order it?
Yes, great question. I have to be careful with this one because I kind of shot myself in the foot.
Okay.
I put a perfect plan together, and keep in mind that if I do this by myself, and I put a deadline on there, I'm gonna achieve it. But we have multiple vendors that we work with, and we have to respect their schedule, and everybody's busy, and sometimes things don't go as planned.
Right.
So I didn't calculate that in. So we are a little bit behind schedule. We have a couple of kinks to work out. But for those that subscribe and listening, we have some fans in Hawaii now, thanks to you.
I'm glad.
Be patient, because keep in mind that rest assured that the longer we take, the better Trans Rover is going to be when it hits the market.
So are you going to do this first? I noticed it's launching soon on Kickstarter. So we'll start on Kickstarter?
We will start on Kickstarter. That's where we're going to launch it. We are basing our whole model around the Kickstarter platform. That's where we get our funding for production and also for all the molding and tooling. Once all that is done through Kickstarter, then we have a company to run with the revenue to work with to get the product out to mainstream.
So in other words, what they're saying to you is show us that you've got a market, and then we'll back you?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's not easy. None of this is, people see a new product on the shelf and go, oh, wow, that unless you're a big company, for somebody like Tin Tran, who's the creator of the Trans Rover, he started this 8 years ago. 8 years ago. Did you mortgage your house?
Yeah, more than that.
Just so, yeah, exactly.
I gave up everything. You know, my golf is limited to me hitting range balls in the backyard. I bought a little 10x10 cage. I gave up pretty much everything that cost money to put money into this. And when that wasn't enough, I recently emptied out my 401k. In addition to quitting my job last year so I can go full time with this, I emptied out my 401k. And more cash was needed, so talked to my wife and just refinanced the house, everything that we could to throw that in there. So we're close. We're at the door of production. We're in the final stages of preparing for the launch. So All we need right now is just the funding to move forward with making the tools, which are the molding to make all the parts, and paying for the first batch of production. And off we go.
And off you go. Just a second. We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. Tin Tran. We're talking with him, the creator of Trans Rover. When you go and you see Golf Channel, PGA of America, Forbes, Golf Digest, Trans Rover, what was the award you won?
We won the most innovative award.
And the response has been fantastic. People,
the response was the support, the outpouring support from saying, oh my God, you saved my life. People with injuries, Danielle, people that come back from injuries, people with existing injuries, they always, what am I going to do with the bag from my car to the clubhouse, you know? So,
Yeah. So we've got special features. I'm just scrolling down and looking at all the special features that you have. You've really thought about everything. The fabric is tested to withstand all the weather, the fade, the stain, the abrasions, interchangeable for easy care and personal stylization, the golf bag. It's really amazing what you've accomplished.
You want me to give you I have a list of a couple of funny items why you should own a Trans Rover if you want me to give that to you.
Sure. Go for it. You make us laugh.
I'll give you a couple of serious ones, and then we'll go to the steps reason why you should own a Trans Rover. Okay,
ready.
Saves time to set up. Trans Rover folds up and folds down in seconds. All right. Play the game as it was intended to be, without the hassle. No more excuses not to walk. Add exercise to your routine. Let's see another one. If you are at a private country club, you can now consolidate your equipment rental space at your clubhouse. So you don't have to have a space for your push cart. You don't have to have a space for your golf bag. All right. Now here are the funny ones. Once you're out there with Trans Rover, you will absolutely be sure, guarantee to make new friends. Because everybody wants to come and talk to you about where you get this thing. More than ever. You have more friends than you can reject. All right?
Yes. I love it. Thank you.
It reverse aging, because if you walk and get exercise and get the sun on your skin instead of hiding in that little riding cart, you're going to reverse aging.
Okay? Reverse aging. That's the exercise. Yes.
Yep. Three more. Save money on gym membership.
Perfect. Okay? Yes.
Look cooler than that guy who lugs around the push cart.
Yes.
All right. And don't freak out when the course doesn't carry your favorite beverage, because you can bring your own.
Bring your own. Yes. Do you have a cooler on this thing, too?
Danielle, yes, we do. When I say I thought about everything, I have to think about myself, too. And I like to have a beverage or two when I'm out there. So I designed a perfect space in the middle of all your clubs. It's a six-pack, all full insulated. So you can bring that with you.
You really do need to go to transrover.com and check out Tin Tran's creation. His Trans Rover, it's a golf bag and a push cart. It's all in one. And everybody's going, okay, great, Danielle. I mean, we it's launching soon. We can't sign up for it yet. And I like the colors. Okay, so when do you think? You're going to have to come back again, right, when you're ready to do this?
I would say a lot of people go to Kickstarter searching for Trans Rover. That's not the way to do it. You know, we will not be on Kickstarter without us telling you when we're going to be on Kickstarter. So don't waste your time going to Kickstarter and search for Trans Rover. Go to our website. Everything is going to be on there. But if you subscribe, and I have your email, every time we have info that's worth sharing, we'll share that with you. The one that's definitely worth sharing is when we launch, because the first 24 hour of launch on Kickstarter, you're going to get the biggest discount, and that's the early bird, and you're going to save some money there. After that, it will go up. So we want all our subscribers to take care of that, to take advantage of that. I just can't put a time on it. It's just that I'm working with multiple vendors, and we have a couple of kinks to do that we need to work out with them at the moment regarding the parts and turnaround time.
Exactly. So, okay, this is the Trans Rover. It's got side utility pockets equipped with zippers, accessory hooks, T-holders. The utility bag, soft sewn, replaceable for easy care and personal stylization. The easy snap system for setting all the wheels to folded and extended positions. It's perfect, and it's designed to accommodate larger grips and the 1.7-inch oversized putter, the large insulated center storage compartment for up to a 6-pack of beverages, is the easy latch system for setting the push cart to fold in and extended. You just have everything. Just go to Kickstarter, not that. Go to transrover.com, and we'll let you know when he's on Kickstarter. Thank you so much, Tin Tran, for being on the show with me this morning. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to continue with our Women's Golf Day golf courses, including the Princeville Mackay Golf Club at the St. Regis Princeville Resort. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837, your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, Tiger Woods is doing some phenomenal golf this week. Pretty amazing to see him come back from a 72 and shoot a 67, and everybody's saying he left a whole bunch of putts out there. If only his putter would work. And he comes on, he's at 10 under through 12, of course, and the leaders have teed off. They're even through one. It's an exciting time for women's golf too today. Of course, it is the U.S. Women's Open, and coming on strong, Arya Chittanagarn was just 7 under. Sarah Jane Smith, though, has been leader for 2 rounds with a 67-67. She got to rest yesterday while most people were waiting to figure out when they were going to get back on the course because of rain delays. And they're all contending, trying to catch her. It's going to be interesting to see how things shake out, both at the Memorial as well as at the U.S. Women's Open. Speaking of women, Women's Golf Day is Tuesday. That's on Tuesday, the 5th of June, around the world. 48 countries at last count. Thousands upon thousands of participants. I think it was at last count 40,000 around the world. Women signing up to participate in Women's Golf Day, designed to bring in those who've never played the golf game before, but have always kind of heard about it, or they've been invited, let's say, to something like a charity event. Come on, why don't you just come out and join? You know, we're just all going to raise money for the Friends of the Library. So you just come on out and just play with us. I don't know how to play golf. I can't. Well, most people who do that don't know how to play golf either. But this way, you can come to Women's Golf Day and you can learn about the game, a little bit about how to, you know, the etiquette, How do I behave when I walk into the pro shop? How do I ask for what I need? Or if you are someone who's just looking for women who'd like to play or with you, you'd like to play with them, you need some partners. You're brand new to town, and you happen to be on Kauai, and Andrew Schmidt and Doug Sutter and Susie are on the line with us this morning from the Princeville Mackay Golf Club at the St. Regis Princeville Resort to talk about what they have in store for you on Tuesday. So welcome into the clubhouse. I've got Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
Doug, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Danielle. Thank you for having us.
Excellent. And Susie.
Aloha.
So good to have you on the show to talk about Women's Golf Day. Andrew, I know you have a pretty amazing list of things that you've got planned for the women who sign up for Princeville. Can you kind of give us a tease of what's going on?
Well, for that special day, Danielle, that we're hosting on June 5th in connection with everybody around the world, International Women's Golf Day here at the Princeville Mackay, we're going to have specials in the pro shop for shopping before they go out. You know, little golf bundle packages to help them get outfitted for things they're going to need for playing, as far as like balls, hat, golf gloves. And then we're going to start it off with a little full swing clinic on the range, spend like 30 minutes going over some real basic things on posture, grip, and alignment. And then we're going to go out on the course and do a four-hole scramble event with, all PGA professionals will be included with each one of the groups that goes out there. And then we're going to finish up with some cocktails out on our most signature hole, number 7, overlooking Mount Makana, and we're going to have a great social and just talk about some of the fun shots we had out there that day.
It sounds like a lot of fun. When you say that, just the basic, 30 minutes, full swing clinic on posture, grip, and alignment. Anytime any golfer is having a problem with their game, you've always got to go back to the basics. What am I doing with my grip, my posture, my alignment? Because that's how you get the ball to your destination, to the target. So that's a perfect way to not just get the newcomers, but also get women who are looking for women friends to get out and play and have fun and laugh. And I love the fact that you're going to give a discount on the golf balls and hats and the gloves. And it's a Women's Golf Day bundle package.
That's correct, Danielle. We're going to make it as affordable and easy as possible for any lady, any woman around that's interested in experimenting with golf for the first time, and just encourage them to get out here and just participate in a great activity.
Great. Now, Susie, when did you start playing?
Well, Danielle, I started playing 7 months ago, right here at Mackay.
What got you into the game?
Well, I was at a jazz and wine festival, and somebody mentioned to me, wow, I could go to Mackay Club on Saturdays and Sundays for Andrew's clinics for only $10. And I've always been intrigued by golf, but felt like you'd have to take a professional lesson and spend hundreds of dollars. And Andrew does these putt and chip and drive clinics on Saturdays and Sundays for only $10. And so I came, and you don't need any equipment. You really don't need anything but just a desire to learn the game.
And so you sound like the perfect person to talk to about Women's Golf Day. Do you think this is our third year of Women's Golf Day? My friend Alisa Godet started it. And what do you think of the concept?
Well, I think it's wonderful because I want more women to play with. I'm here as often as I can escape the grind at the office, and I find it's just relaxing, it's challenging, and it's also physical. It's a lot more physical. Like, I used to think, oh, I'll do that when I'm old. but I guess I am actually at that age. I'm getting up there. But still, it's very physical, really. And mentally, I think it's great because it really keeps your mind sharp as well.
Yes.
You can't think of everything. You know, like, we tend to think of too many things at one time. And the results that I've been getting, I come pretty often to Andrew's clinics. You know, for $10, you can't even buy a sandwich, you know, these days. So I'm here and love it. I'm addicted.
And so what you'd like to do is have more women come out to Women's Golf Day and then come over to the clinic later on with Andrew. Andrew is a PGA and he's an associate golf professional. But we've got to thank Doug Sutter, the general manager at the Princeville Mackay Golf Club, because Doug, you've been the real engine behind supporting the whole concept behind Women's Golf Day.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so much for saying those kind words. You know, and to reiterate what Susie said, you know, Andrew, he's a huge advocate as well of what's going on. But yes, at the Princeville Mackay Golf Course, you know, to echo her thoughts, we are not just catering to the traditional, you know, demographic of golfer, which you imagine a middle-aged to an elderly male golfer coming out with all of his male friends and going out there and doing all those things. So we are diversifying with the junior clinics that we have, with the female-specific drives just like this with Women's Golf Day, and we just couldn't be more proud to support all walks of life in the game of golf. I mean, there's so many different people that we get to see each and every day because we're so open to sharing our diverse experience with them all individually, collectively, and we know that by us growing the game as a whole game to the whole population of the world, it's going to be healthier at the end of the day. And, you know, Princeville Mackay Golf Course falls under a big management umbrella of Troon Golf based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And Troon has taken this whole concept of Women's Golf Day to the next level. They're actually celebrating the month of June to be their Women's Golf Month. So if you were to jump onto Troon's social websites, if you went to their Instagram or their Facebook or Twitter, you'll see that there's just a barrage of so many properties that are also jumping on board with not only Women's Golf Day next week, but supporting amazing events, discounts, and also promotions to support women playing golf all month long in the whole month of June. And I just couldn't be more proud to be a part of a massive golf organization that does that. And like you said, to lead this off, the U.S. Open's happening right now for the female golfer. It's just so exciting. I know they've had some issues with the weather, but you know, what a great leaderboard. It's a world game out there on the LPGA Tour. It's global. You know, not only do the American women compete at a very high level along with the Europeans, but the Asian contingency is just coming on so strong. So for us to jump on with an international concept, the Women's Golf Day, it's just an absolute no-brainer. And to have Susie here is, you know, one of our proponents of the whole occasion. You know, she has been with us for 7 months, and she just couldn't be more excited to get out to the golf course. She's here, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if she can. She's sneaking out there, you know, hitting a few balls on the range right before the sun sets and asking questions to Andrew and the other pros about this and that. It's so exciting to see that we have cultivated that, you know, passion for the game with her by having these very affordable experiences always happening weekly at the Princeville Mackay Golf Course. And for us to be able to celebrate that in the culmination of a Women's Golf Day, and for her to be able to call on her friends that she's been, you know, showing all of her golf skills to recently, it's just going to be amazing. So
Women's Golf Day.
Thank you for having us, Danielle, and letting us to talk about
absolutely
this amazing experience that we're doing.
What we really need is the time. What time does this start?
So, Andrew, I'll let you get to those specifics, my friend, because you are going to be leading the charge there. So let's give everyone the good information on the price and the time. That's a wonderful question, Danielle.
Yeah, so Danielle, 4 o'clock is when we're going to start and kick off the clinic on the range. So just checking in a little bit beforehand. You know, of course, we've got the Mackay Grill, and women can have a Mackay tie while they're getting ready or shopping the pro shop. And then we'll get started then, and we'll spend 30 minutes on the range, and then head out on the course and enjoy the sunset.
Troon International jumped into Women's Golf Day because this is a global phenomenon. Over 700 locations at last count, over 46 countries, including, the first time, Saudi Arabia. One golf course in Saudi Arabia is having a Women's Golf Day. A course in Russia, for the first time, is having a Women's Golf Day. Women's Golf Day is around the world. It's global. And the European tour has already gotten together. They need to get behind. The RNA said, we need to grow women in the game of golf. And it's not pandering to women. It's knowing that women will really have a good time playing the game of golf on a golf course with other women and having fun and laughter and challenging themselves. It's an awesome experience. If you've never done it before, Women's Golf Day, there's a location on each of the, I'll say, main Hawaiian islands. We have one on Kauai, one on Oahu. We're going to talk about the one on Oahu just after this, as well as two on Maui and one on the Big Island. We had Mauna Kea Resort on earlier. So I want to thank you, Andrew Schmidt, Doug Sutter, and Susie. I just don't know your last name. Otherwise, it's like Susie is a real...
Danielle. Beg your pardon. Like the razor blades, but I'm twice as sharp.
Okay. Susie Gillette is a competitor. She's also a realtor. Do you want to give your company a shout out?
Sure. I'm with Oceanfront Sotheby's International Realty on the island of Kauai here.
Cool. Awesome.
And thank you for that, Danielle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you both. Thank you all. Because I have a party.
Hey, Danielle, one last thing. I never chimed in the price for the event, which is $49.
Oh, that's great. $49 gives you a 10% discount on all merchandise, an opportunity to purchase, of course, the Golf Day Bundle Package. That's the golf balls and the glove and the hat. You'll get a 30-minute full swing clinic on posture, grip, alignment, the four-hole scramble with PGA professionals, and the sunset cocktails and drinks overlooking the beautiful seventh hole. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Have a wonderful day.
Aloha. Now, at the oldest golf course in Hawaii, it's Moanalua Golf Club. On Tuesday, we're going to have a 9-hole round of golf. So 9 holes. We're checking in at 3:00 in the afternoon. We're teeing off at 3:30. And then back into the clubhouse for our clinic, where, of course, food and drink is also available. So that's at Moanalua Golf Club. You just take Moanalua Freeway to Kaiser Hospital Red Hill exit. And on that exit going westbound, you stay to your right when you take the exit. The first right turn, you go into what looks like a subdivision. The first left, that's where Moanalua Golf Club is. And Delmark Fujita, Bridgestone Golf Hawaii distributor, the first people to come up with the golf ball fitting program. He's going to be the one conducting the clinic. So I want to say thank you to all of the people who make the golf club possible. First off, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, whether you're starting off from scratch, nothing, you know, got to clear the land and build, renovation or repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom into artwork. That's right. It is Creative Plumbing and Futuristone. Futuristone, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls. Futuristone, only the best. Rainer doors. Oh, yeah. You know, if you want to protect your home, if you want the most convenience, maybe it's time to declutter the garage. That would be the perfect time to put in a new Rainer door. And if you've never had a garage door that, you know, opens as soon as you press the button in your home, and it's easy, and you can press the button and close yourself in and everything. You don't have to empty the car right away. You can wait and go in, put stuff away. Rainer doors for your home. The value of your home with the major return on your investment can be increased when you install your Rainer door. So thank you to Creative Plumbing, Futuristone, and Rainer doors. And I just want to tell you that if you missed any part of the show, you can also catch us at radiogolfclub.com anytime. It's podcast there. So the show is podcast at radiogolfclub.com. In about 30 minutes, you can hear the whole show. It's also on iTunes and TuneIn And check out Stitcher Radio. That's a really cool place to catch a podcast. But anywhere you get your podcasts, that's where you can find the Golf Club radio show. And they often just drop off the. So when you're looking for it, it may just be Golf Club Radio Show. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Get out, play a round of golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.